Now, Sophie Monk, new music out.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yes, I do. New song. I just thought, why not?
Yeah.
If you can, you know. I did it independently, recorded it, and thought, you know what, through lockdown I went, I'm going to do a music video and just get it out there and see if people like it.
And do they like it?
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are my friends, so they've been, you know, they're saying they like it. But the feedback's been so lovely.
You never know what it's like until your family respond to it. Is your family someone that's always been pretty honest with you? Because, Sophie Monk, you're someone who's pretty honest yourself. You put yourself there for things. What do they think of it?
Yeah, I think they love it. But people are brutal with me. That's my problem. It's like they don't hold back. They don't hold back with me. Yeah. It keeps me grounded. So I appreciate it. But everyone kind of likes it.
How do you deal with people that are keyboard warriors?
Actually, on my page, I swear to God, I could record a fart. They're so supportive. Like, I've got the time. Followers, they'd be like, best track ever. They are so nice to me.
It's just a fart.
So I think they're very similar to me, like kind of bogan and cool. And, oh, I'm not saying I'm cool, but you know, like down to earth and just don't take things too seriously. So they're lovely people. So the feedback's been great. But I remember it's a job. Like literally, we're a hired clown. If you pay us enough, we'll turn up. You know, I won't do that now with endorsements and stuff. I'm very careful, but you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, pull your head in. We're not saving the world.
Who has been some of the weirdest people that have tried to get in with you with endorsements?
Yeah, sex toys. I don't know why they look at me. It's so boring. Is I get a lot of that. Yeah, just weird stuff all the time.
When you are like yourself, you're really out there, you're really active, and we're loving how active you've been now, not only in the entertainment, but also with music. How did you come to the decision to bring out the new track? And tell us a little bit about it, Sophie.
Well, I just haven't sung for ages, and then I went on a TV show and sang, and I was like, oh gosh, I miss it. So we decided to record it just with a mattress in the bedroom. Not lying on the mattress, like we were
about
used
the
to
song,
that
though,
sound.
Sophie, like, is that something different than what you're recording in the bedroom on the mattress? We decided to go with the song instead.
Can record anywhere. Like technology is so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like you don't go in a studio anymore. So I've actually bought a studio. I can't plug it in. But I can't even use a computer properly. I just went, you know what, why not do it?
And why did you call it what it is, and why did you choose that subject matter to go with it?
Well, it's good, nice to meet you, because I think it took me a long time to get to know myself. I think being in the industry sounds very superficial, but you can try and live up to everyone's expectations and not your own. I just figured out this late in life who I am, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to write a song about it. It's like just be comfy in your own skin kind of vibe, and I've been through heaps, obviously, in the industry, being in it 20 years. Finally just loving it, enjoying it, and being able to be myself is so cool.
And when you started in the industry at the age of 1 year old, how has it changed in the last 20 years?
I was 8 years old when I started in the industry. Oh, it's changed dramatically. And you can also release stuff like independently, like I'm doing, just a bit less pressure, and you can be your own boss.
I had a chat to Katie Underwood and Belinda Chappell just the other day. We had a Zoomy because back at the top of the charts with the remixes 2021, 20 years later. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's mental. Butto was awesome. Like, I love all their music. Yeah. It's just for me singing it, I'm not the best at singing that. So for more of a jazz vibe.
And that's what it looks like as well in like your press shots.
Yeah, I went to Jessica Rabbit vibe for sure, because that's my favourite. And that's what I used to do. I used to sing in like jazz bands through high school.
So we obviously watched you as well on TV a little while ago, The Love Life.
Yeah, good, great. We're in lockdown, just chilling, and it's been great.
Have you learned anything about each other that you didn't know before?
No, I live in lockdown anyway. I love but I don't like going places. So
how hard is it for you to go to places?
No, everyone's so nice to me.
I would bar you up. I'm like, hey, I want a selfie.
Yeah, but everyone's so kind. So it's like, it's fine. Yeah. It's just more, I just don't like getting in the shower and putting makeup on.
What else are you up to, Soph? So we've obviously got the new one with Nice to Meet You. What else? Are you planning to release some more throughout this year or next year? Album, EP? What's the deal?
I'd like to. I'd like to do a Christmas album.
Cool.
I'm obsessed with Christmas. I'm such a nerd burger. Like,
awesome.
I love Christmas carols. And to do like a jazzy one, I was like, that's how I'd like to do an album. It's just like, cool songs that I love and do a jazz vibe.
Look at Michael Bublé. He comes out of the cave November, December.
Oh, there you go.
Heads back in. Yeah. Not another word from him. Retired off the back of that one.
Yeah, Michael Bublé and I are so similar.
Well, get him a feature. get him to feature on there. What would you do if you featured with Michael Bublé on a Christmas album? What's your go-to?
Santa Baby.
I knew you were going to say, I didn't want to stereotype you and say you should do Santa Baby, but that would be the number one thing that I would think for Sophie Monk.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's what I'm thinking of.
It's been fun. And enjoying your new stuff too, though, so absolutely loving Nice to Meet You. I'm going to play it right now on Ozmade. It's going right around the country. Sophie Monk, would you like to introduce it for me?
Oh, okay. Well, this is Sophie Monk, and it's nice to meet you. Not nice to meet you. My song's called Nice to Meet You.
It has been nice to meet you. Thanks for spending some time here, Soph, on Ozmade.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's awesome. Fun.